Northland College Associate Professor of Geoscience Tom Fitz says there's a roughly 9-mile stretch of the long, slender asbestiform crystals.
You know, in the stretch that's in Wisconsin between the western part of the Pinoki Range over to Ironwood, the area near Mellon is the area that has the greatest potential to have the asbestiform variety.
Fitz says the chance of finding it decreases as one moves further east, but small veins of it could exist along the entire Pinoki Range. He says more research is needed to determine what impact mining could have on public health. Fitz says he's begun collecting soil samples from a site within the area Gogebic Taconite planned to mine.
The bedrock isn't really a risk if it isn't disturbed, but the soils are much more easily disturbed by traffic. That's what we really interact with much more on a regular basis, is the soils at the surface. So we need to know if it's in the soils as well.
Fitz says it's unclear whether soils at the site would contain asbestos-like fibers because of past glacier activity in the Pinoki Range. The fibers have been linked to mesothelioma, a rare form of lung cancer. Last year, a University of Minnesota health study of taconite workers revealed those who spend more time in the industry are at an increased risk of developing the disease. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.